Top floor, mid fov, on his base.
At the bottom, the two dots.
Since we have 14 days, we're going to be covering 8 dafim, so we're going to be doing a little more than an amud a day, about an amud and a quarter. And since we're not going to be going into the union, the halacha, so questions are encouraged, but on the Shaka Bataria or in any word that's not covered, please ask. Gufa. We had a statement before from Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Diyamei Tavayu. They both said, Kol Shiesh Bo Mechamishas Haminin, anything that has in it, meaning a mixture of the Chamishas Haminin, what are they? They're Chitas, Sa'ara, Kusmim, Shibolet Shol, Vishifon. The Torah, by the way, brings down that chit and sor are the two main types of grain, and kusmim, which is felt, is a type of chita, and shibolet shol oat and shifon vai is a type of sor. So these are the five grains. Anything that has a mixture of these five grains in it, mevorchim alav reimenim mezonos. You make a reimenim mezonos on it. V'imonami, and there's another statement by Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel diamrei tavayu kol shehu mechameshes aminim. Anything that is of these five, not a mixture, just that they are these five, meaning, mevarchim olav reimen mezonos. So we have two statements from Rav Shmuel. They seem very similar. So the Gemara asks, Pitzricha, we need both of them, because without both of them, we'd be lacking in the pshat on what do you make of reimen mezonos on. Pitzricha, diyash minen kol shehu, that if we only had the statement from Rav Shmuel that a mixture, sorry, Kolshu, anything that is dafka of these five, meaning, habamin, I would have thought, mishum tiyati b'enei. Why these five? Because they're in front of us. We see it clearly in front of us. So you make a bracha, v'remeni mezonos. Avalaya de tevuvas. But if they're mixed with something else, especially as we're going to see if it's, or we saw that if it's mixed with the majority of other things, well, you wouldn't make a v'remeni mezonos. Kamash malan, therefore the Gemara comes and tells us, kol shiyeshbo. Even if there's a mixture, anything that has in it the five minim, the five types of grain, you have to make a brain in mezonos. So what about the other way? Why do we need to write that you dafka these if you have a mixture? The ashminan, and if you only taught the first statement of Rav Shmuel, kol shiyesh bo, anything that has in a mixture of the five minim, who? Havamina, I would think that kol shiesh bo mechamishas minim in anything that has a mixture of the five minim, that's what you make reiminos on. Aval oriz v'dochen, and we'll translate exactly what they are in a minute. Lo mishum di al yedei tevuvas. Not, you would think that they, you don't make a brucha on oriz v'dochen because it's coming through a tevuvas, a mixture. Aval, you might think you'd have a havamina. If they're right in front of you, the oriz of the dochen, neima afilo oriz v'dochen nami mevarchim olav reimen mezonos. You would think that only when it's a mixture, you make a bracha only on the five minim reimen mezonos. But something like oriz v'dochen, which is a similar type grain, but it's not the grain of the five minim. We'll see if they're even a grain at all. You would think that only when it's a mixture, you don't make a reimen mezonos on it. But when it's in front of you and not mixed with such things as sugar and honey and things like that, you would think that you would make a brain mezonos. Kamash malan, the second statement of Shmuel tells us, kol shehu mechamishas aminim hu demevarchim olav reimen mezonos. That only something is of these five minim, chitim sor, kushim, shibolet shol, v'shifon, that you make a brain mezonos, lefuke oriz v'dochen, to exclude oriz v'dochen, defilu atye be'eni, that even if it's just these types of food in front of you, lo mevarchim a brain mezonos. You will not make a brain minim mezonos. So we have two chidushim from Rav Shmuel. One, that any mixture of the five grains, you make a brain minim mezonos. And oriz v'dochen, you don't. And that's be those five. Rashi, kamash malan, kol shehu. That's why we need the second halacha to teach us that only these five grains, the afal gav, the kuli, mechad mina, be'ina de lahavi mechameshes minim. You have to have that it's from the five minim. In low, and if it's not from Dafka, these five that we mentioned, lo mevarchim aleha, brehmeni mezonos. You don't make on it brehmeni mezonos. Now, what is oriz v'dochen? Rashi says oriz is meal, millet. And dochen is punch, or whatever, I'm not sure what punch is. They said something in Spanish, I should have brought in a certain book. Okay, Tosfot, in the third Tosfot, it says, Vashi perish oriz meal. He says Meish Meforshim Raisa.
Rice.
Okay, so even though Vashi calls Oriz millet, Tosfot has the way that we understand what Oriz is, that it's rice. Or millet. So we have a fundamental machloket on what the definition of these foods are. And it has nafkaminas and halacha, as we'll see at the end of the sugya. So for convenience sake, since we're all familiar with Oriz being rice and dochen being millet, we're just going to call Oriz rice and dochen millet like Tosfot. And we'll see there'll be a nafkamina on the bracha rishona that you make on these things. Okay. So we just finished saying that you do not make a brei menei mazonos on dochen or for oriz. You make it only on the five minim. So the Gemara's got a question. For oriz, for dochen, rice, and millet. We don't make a brei menei mazonos on it? How could it be? For Tanya, I'll bring you a meforsh brisa that's going to say that you're going to make a, not a meforsh brisa, we're going to make a deal from a brisa that you're going to make a brei menei mazonos on rice and millet. Vatanya, Haviu Lefanov, Pas Oriz or Pas Dochen. They bring before him rice bread and millet bread. So what do you make a brach on it? Mevarchim lav techila besov kemaisa kedera. You make a bracha on it like a maisa kedera. What's a maisa kedera? Rashi says, Vrochish mevarchim al maisa kedera shalchamishin aminim. The same bracha that you make on a dish. Maisa kedera is called a dish, a cooked dish, that you made on the five grains, you make also on rice and millet. So we see over here a brisa, Ogavi Maisa Kedera, and we find concerning Maisa Kedera another brisa, Tanya, Betchila Mivarchim Alav, Brei Menei Mazonos, Ubesof Brocha, Alechad Mivarch Alav Brocha, Chad Mein Shalosh. So we see that rice and dochen, rice and millet, are compared to a Maisa Kedera. And a Maisa Kedera, we make the Bracha, Brei Menei Mazonos, and Bracha Chad Mein Shalosh, Vashi Bracha Chad Mein Shalosh, Bishilei Pirkan, at the end of our Perek, Meforish La'ala Michya. So whenever we say Bracha Chad Mein Shalosh, that means the Bracha Ala Michya. So we have a Brisa that Oriz V'dochen is a Maisa Kedera, like, it's like a Chaf, Dimion. And on the other hand, we say that we make on a Maisa Kedera, Brei Menei Mazonos, and Alamichia. So we just had a price. We just had a statement from Rav Yishmu before that only the five minim to exclude rice or is vidokhin. And now we have another price that seemed to include or is vidokhin into Brei Menei Mazonos. So the Gemara answers. No, it's kemaisa kedera to lo kemaisa kedera. Let's be medayik on the chaf. It's like a maisa kedera and it's also not like a maisa kedera. It's kemaisa kedera. How is it like a maisa kedera? It's like a maisa kedera dish that you make a brocha on it in the beginning and the end. It's not like a maisa kedera because, like a maisa kedera, tachila brei menei mazonos uvesof brocha chad mishalosh. It's not like a maisa kedera because a maisa kedera you make a brei menei mazonos and an alamichia. And this dish, the oriz, we don't make a mizonos and a alamichia. The ilu hacha, and over here, the oriz, bitchila mevarech alav shahakol, you make a shahakol ni'e bidvaro, ubesof, breina fashos verbos vechazanal akalmar shibara. Okay, Tosfot has a nice parish on breina fashos, it's kedai to see it in every time. Okay, so we see over here that oriz is like a maisa kedera that you make a bracha before it and afterwards, but it's not like a maisa kedera that it's not like the chamishis minim that you make a brei menei mazonos and an alamichia. So we're going to ask on that immediately. Viora is lav maisa kedera. It's not called a cooked dish that you make a mazonos on. It's not considered like all the other maisa kedera. Oh, Tanya, I'll bring a price. And this is going to be the Gemara, back and forth on prices until we find who the man de Mars are, and then it will, the halacha will all fit in places we're familiar with it. So, Tanya, I'll bring you a price. Elohim maisa kedera. These are the maisa kederas. As just quickly, Rashi, Oriz lav maisa kedera, dekai. It's not called the Maisa Kedera that you excluded from the category of Maisa Kedera that you make a bracha afterward. The price says, Elohein Maisa Kedera Le'inyan Bracha. These are the Maisa Kedera Le'inyan Bracha. What Bracha? Brahmin and Mizonos. What are they? Elohein Maisa Kedera. Chilka, Targis, Solat, Zaris, Vyarsan, Ve, Ares. What are these? Rashi says, Chilka, Targis, Zaris, Vyarsan, Mefarsh Lupe, Moed Khan. It's explained in the Gemara in Moed Khan. Chilka is Chiti, Dimitabre, Vis, Asita, Khan, Latarte. It's Chita that is broken by some utensil to break it into two. Targis is Chadal Atlat, is one third. Zaris is Chadal Arba, is one fourth. Arson is Chadal Chamesha, is one fifth. And Ariz.
Yeah?
It's making the grain according to different types of textures in your cream of wheat or whatever. You have wheat and you break it in half, third, quarter, fifth, according to the taste of the family. And Ariz. And Ariz also. These are what Mais Kateras are. Mais Kateras are like a porridge. Some of the cream of wheat. But the price, the main part of the price is included Ores with these in it. So we see from this price, again going back and forth, that Ores, on one hand, it's not like a Maisa Kedera, which the Gemara said, meaning you don't make a Brahmin name of Zonas on it. And now all of a sudden we included Lagavi Abrocha in the Maisa Kedera Ores. So what do we do with this price? Now we're going to start mentioning names. Hamani, who is the author of this price that says Ores is a Maisa Kedera? It has a din like the other Mizonos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Naorihi. This is the Rabbi Yochanan ben Naori. Shita, Titania, brought down a Psochim. It's a din with Glagavi Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Naori Omer, when he's talking about the different grains with Pesach, he says Ores min Daganho. It's a type of grain. And because of that, v'chayvim al chimutzo, karis, if you make bread with it or make some kind of dish where it becomes chimutzo, comet stick, you get karis on it. V'yadam yotze bo yedei chavoso bepesach. And if someone makes matzah with rice matzah, you yotze chavo on el pesach with it. Aval rabbanin, lo. But rabbanin do not hold like Rabbi Yochanan bin Naori. And rice on Pesach is mutter. It's not called a grain, and therefore you can't make matzah from it. And if you do eat rice, you're not going to be over koris. Rather, there are those, the Ashkenazim have the minhag of not to eat rice. It's only metam minhag and not metam chametz at all. Rabbanan are cholik, and that's of course the halacha. So we came out over here. Rabbanan do not hold that matzah is a grain. Rabbi Yochanan bin Nuri holds that matzah is a grain. It would seem that everything with
rice.
Thank you. Rice is not a grain. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori holds it is a grain. So things should fall in place over here that the one that holds a primary name is Onos would be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. And those that don't hold that it's only like a Maisa Kedera and you only make a Shehakol on it would be Rabbanan. We got a question on it. For Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan don't hold that in Rabbanan Lo, that they don't hold that rice is a grain, that you make a brain name Mazonas on it. And we're going to go through a price that has two parts on it. And the second part of the price, so we're going to make a diuk, that we're going to see that it could not be Rabbanan that holds of this price. We're going to see that Rabbanan do hold of this price, and it's going to be a brain name Mazonas. Rashi Hamani, Hach Matanita Dikani, Oris Kemais Kedera. So therefore, the writer that wrote that Ores is a Kamaisik of Kedera is Rabbi Yochanan bin Nori. It's Rabbi Yochanan bin Nori. But Tanya, we're going to bring a Brisa, and we're going to work with this Brisa for a little bit right now. Hakoses et Hachita, someone who chews, or as the Rav mentioned yesterday, mentioned from Rashi, that anything that is not the normal way to eat is called Kesisa. It's called chewing or eating. Any normal, not normal eating is koses. So one is koses et achita, Rashi says, kimot shehi, as it is. Take some wheat kernels and you start eating it. Mevorach aleya bremit pri ha'adama. You make a bremit pri ha'adama on it. If you tachna, if you grind it up into flour, afa and you bake it, ubashla and you cook it now with water. Okay, bizman she'aprusos kayemos. If there are pieces in it, and it's mashed from Amud Beis, that these pieces have to be a kezayis, the Tosfos brings down a Yushami over there that compares the Gemara over there to the Gemara over there, which says kezayis. If the pieces are kayemos, that they're there, you see kezayit pieces, Bitchila now, Mivarach Aleha Hamotzi Lachim in the Arts. If the pieces are Kizayit, you see the bread in it, you make Hamotzi Min Arts, all the Sof, and when you finish eating, Mivarach Aleha Gimel Brachos, you bench on it. Vim Eina Prusos Kayamos, if the Prusos are not Kayamos, meaning the small pieces less than a Kizayit, Bitchila Mivarach Aleha Bremen in Mizonos, in the beginning, you make a Brach on a Bremen in Mizonos, all the Sof, Mivarach Aleha Brachah Chadmein Shalosh. You make a Al Hamechia. Okay, that's the first part of the brisa. Now, here's the part of the brisa that we need. Hakoseis et ha'arez. If someone chews or eats rice not the normal way, he puts the kernels in his mouth and he eats it in that way. Mevorech alav brei pri adamah. Rice as it is, just like the wheat, is a brei pri adamah. Plain rice, just chewing on it.
Recognize that it's raw.
Raw. Raw rice. Yeah. Thank you. Tachnu, if they grind it up into flour, viafo, and they bake it, and now vavashlo, and they did the bishul after the baking. So we saw with wheat, it's dependent on the size of the wheat in the dish. But with rice, it's different. Afal pisha prusos kayemos, even though that the pieces of the rice bread are nicker, it's there. Mashma, that's just based on a kizayis, there's a kizayis over there. Betchila mevorich alav brei minei mizonos, ubesof mevorich alav brach echad mein shalosh. So rice is different over here. You'll never bench on rice in Mesei Amotzi, but we see if the pieces are there, you make a brei minei mizonos, and you say brach echad mein shalosh. Vashi, hakosis kamoshi, afa, vebashla, you bake it into bread and then you cook it. Liachas shi'afa, after that you baked it b'tanur in an oven, v'yasa lechem, and you made lechem, chaz u'bashl v'mayim, give it a new taste. I think this is something like onion soup. We'll leave the French out. You take the bread, and you put the bread in the soup. If you see big pieces of bread, you'll make a hamotzi. If the bread dissolves in the soup, and you don't see the soup anymore, you don't see the bread, rather it makes a mishmash or something, you make a mizonos. Okay, shafutz is kayamet. Shalot nemucho v'bishulam. You did not, the bread did not dissolve in the cooking. If it did dissolve in the cooking, it's a v'rach akad mein shalosh. Ala michya, v'yachakala. B'shilai p'yokan. Meforish lay. At the end of the parak, I don't know if Rashi mentions it. The Rashi above also said that we're going to be meforish. What ala michya is, Rashi repeats it again over here. So what do we see? Rice over here never gets a din of Hamotzi, but it does get a din of Freyman and Mizonos. So who is the author? We had two shittas before. We had Rev Yochanan Ben Nuri that says that rice is like any other grain, and it should be no different than any other grain with their bracha. And Rabbanan hold that it's a shahakol, that they hold it's not like any other grain. So who is this brisa like? Mani. Who is the author of this brisa? Maybe you want to say this brisa is like Rev Yochanan Ben Nori that says that rice is a type of grain and therefore you should make mizonos on it. Huh? Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz? U'shlosh brachos boy. If it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, there should be no difference from rice to chita. And yet, we say over here there is a difference, that even if the pieces are nicker, you're not going to make hamotzi and a brocha. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, this spicy can't be like him, because he would hold the shita that you'd make you'd bench on it, like any other bread. Alas, so who must the price would be like? Rabbanin he. It should be like Rabbanin. There's no other choice over here. There's only two shittas. It has to be Rabbanin. So what do you see from this Gemara, from this brisa? That Rabbanin hold on rice, you make a mizonos. Tufta de Rav v'shmul tufta. This is a tufta on the second statement of Rav that said only kol shu mechamisha samina mevarchim olav reymen mizonos. They started off the Gemara that only chitasara kusmim shibolet sholah shifon. Only those you make a Brahmin and Mizonos and not rice. And all of a sudden now we see clearly that the Rabbanan hold that you make on rice, a Brahmin and Mizonos, a Tufta on Rav Vishmul tufta. So therefore, we find that their statement that said that the only the five grains you make a mezonos on, it does not stand up, it's tufta on it, and that's shitas rabbanim. Okay, we have another problem that we're going to have to find out, is the rabbanim are holding that you make an alamichia on rice, and we know that's not how we're nohig. So we'll see in the Gemara. Tosfot in Dibri Maskil Tufta points out that this is only a tufta on oris. That on oris we make a brahmin amazonas. But dochen, millet, we never had any kashas on it. Lo havi tufta. There was no tufta on millet. He says it's possible that with millet, when you cook millet, you do not make a brahmin amazonas, even though we do with rice. Okay. Omer Mar. Let's go back to the brisa we had before. Hakosis et hachita. Someone who chews chita as it is. Mavarach alei brim pri ha'adama. It's not the normal way of eating it. It goes down a level in bracha, or it is as it is. And therefore you make a brim pri ha'adama. For Tanya, we have a brisa that says a different bracha. Brim inei zorayim. You should make a brim inei zorayim. The one who created the seeds is the bracha you should make. Over here. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha Rebbe Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. This is Rebbe Yehuda's shita, and our price is Rabbanan. The Tanan, we already saw in our Mishnah. Fial yarakot, on vegetables, who, the Bach brings in the gears of our Mishnah, as the Rav explained when we learned the Mishnah, what the who was doing there. Who omer break for yadama? The person should say break for yadama on vegetables. Rebbe Yehuda omer break for yadama. You should make the bracha breminate the shayim on the vegetables. Rashi, elalav rabbanan. He, the price we saw before, is it not? It must be by process elimination the rabbanan. Okatani breminate mizonos v'tufta Rabbi Shmuel. Ha Rebbe Yehuda hu. It must be Rebbe Yehuda that says that you make breminate zuroyim. Ha dikatani breminate zuroyim Rebbe Yehuda hi. That's Rebbe Yehuda. You should be as specific as possible with your brachas. That's Rebbe Yehuda's shita. We're going to see this explained later in our parak. According to him. Hilchach liyarakot, according to yarakot, breminei dishoyim. You make the most specific bracha you can make for your yarakos, according to Rebbe Yehuda, ulachitim. Dilizroyim, and chitim, which is a kernel, which is a seed, in a breimine zroyim. You should make a breimine zroyim. Well, the rabbanim ben zroyim ben yirakos brei pri adama. He just told straight out brei pri adama. Below be'inan lachol min v'min me'en berchaso. You don't need according to every specific min type. You should make that type of bracha. And we'll see this machloka later on, where the Gemara will explain the machloka between rabbanim and Rabbi Yehuda. There's just an interesting aside that's going on in this Gemara, which the Rav for sure will speak out, is shalva. We have the Gemara over here that says that akosi zed achita, if you eat chitim as it is, you make a break for adama. Only when it's cooked, kemaisa kadera, do you make a breimine mezonos on it. So what do you make with shalva? Is it as it is in front of you? It's just a kernel as it is, and therefore it should be a break for adama. Or no, since it's cooked, it has a dinner breimine mezonos. And there's other factors going in it, if the whole kernel is it with its shell or not, if it's void to be stuck together, like grains are stuck together, and I'm sure when the Vav comes back, he'll explain what shalva is. But this is the issue of shalva. And for a side, if anyone has time, Simon Reishches in the Shulchan Aruch is covering this daf and the daf afterwards. It's kedai to see the halachas inside. If not, when the Vav comes in, there's good grounding in it.
Why do Gemara has a halva in it? That the Gemara tells you kemaisa kedera, that you have to make a bracha before and after. Or do you have to make a bracha before and after?
Oh, so we discussed, who discusses this? This is the Shnos Eliyahu asks this question, the Vilna Gaon, in the Mishnah. So Imam just asked the question over here, and the Shari Tzion, and Reish Ches brings it down, and the whole Machloket going on, what's the things, and the Stipler in Kilis Yaakov has a piece, video come what you're asking. What's the Havamin of not making after brachas and things? On Daf Lamed Tes, the first Tosfot is also going to go into a Brokha Chloda, what the Shurim is on it, and as we get to it, we'll see.
At the end of this, we're also going to have the Lo Klum, yeah?
Yeah, so Rashi explains what the Lo Klum is, so that's not a problem. It's a kolomer lashon. Okay. Right in the brisa. The omer mar, back to rice, or oriz, millet, whatever oriz is. We're just saying, as we all know, that oriz is rice, even though it is a machloket rishonim, we should be aware of it. This is a nafkamina and brokas, according to that kosher we just saw. It's a nafkamina, whether it's going to be a brei priya adama or mizonos, take your rice or you take your millet. Omer mar, hakoses et oriz, someone who chews oriz, mivorech alav brei priya adama. You make a brei priya adama on it, as it is, if you're chewing just the kernel. If you grind it up into flour, you bake it, and afterwards you cook it in a dish. Even though there are pieces in it, and we said stam, it means a kizayit, a nice sized piece that you can make a brocha plon on. You make a main shalosh. Now, we don't really, in halacha, we know that that's not the case. Vatanya. And we have a brisa that brings us down to what we know. Well, the sof v'loklum. The brocha afterwards is nothing. What does it mean, nothing? Rashi, v'loklum, kolomer. Now I learned whenever there's a kolomer in Rashi, it means that Rashi is going to tell you something that's not evident in the Gemara. Whenever you kolomer, you look at it. The Gemara seems to say lo klum, nothing. But Rashi says kolomer. What do we mean by lo klum? Ein torin mebrochas pevos eretz Yisrael. It doesn't need the brocha that you need for the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, which is Me'en Shlosh, for Lo Klum. Not at all. What brocha? The Alamichi, Alaperitair. Ela Berena Fashos Rabos. What do you need? The Lo Klum means it just needs a Berena Fashos Rabos. Kekol Mide Deleitim Meshivas Aminim. Like anything that's not from the seven meaning. So now we have a Brisa, steering the Brisas. One Brisa says you make an Alamichi after rice. The other Brisa says you only say Berena Fashos. Who is this? Amar Rav Sheshes Lokasha. No stira between the brochas. Okay, you can't say to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nori, which we said before, because he says you're going to bench on it. And we established already that Rabban is Alam Mikhiya. Who is this? Well, it seems like we don't have another shita. Lokasha, Haveben Gemaliel, Vaha Rabban, a new shita. Reverend Gemaliel. That Reverend Gemaliel is going to hold that on rice you make an Alam Mikhiya afterwards, and Rabbanin is going to hold Brain of Hashos. And the Gemara will take care of Shitas Rabbanin at the end of the Brisa. Titania, we have a Brisa. Zeha Klal, this is the principle. Kol Shehu Meshivet Haminim, anything is from the seven Minim, as the Pasuk, right? Chita, Sa'ara, Geffen, Te'ena, Rimon, Eretz Zayit, that's olives, and Dvash, which is dates. Okay, anything of the seven minim. Reben Gemaliel, Achidish Tikka Shit over here. Reben Gemaliel Omer, Shalosh Brochot, you make Shalosh Brochot, you bench on it. You have a meal of figs or dates or grapes, you bench afterwards. And that's be at the end of the parak, we'll go into the Machloket. The Chachamim Omerim, Brochot Echad Mein Shalosh. On the seven minim, you make the Al Hamichya or Al Peirot. Umaisa, and there was a Maisa by Reverend Gemaliel, Vezakenim, Shahayim Misubim Bialiyah Biyericho. They were having a meal in the attic in Yericho. Vaviu Lifneim Kotvot. What are Kotvot? Kotvot are Hain Tamarim. Those are dates. It's brought down in Halakha. When we talk about a sheer date, they call it a Kotvot. Vahain Devash, that is the Devash Ha'omer B'Shiva Minim that's said in the Pasuk of Shiva Minim. Shah Devash Zav Minim Tamarim. Why is Tamarim called Devash? Because the honey flows from them. So they were sitting and having a meal on dates. Fi achlo, they ate. V'natan Rebbe Gemaliel Rishus to his Talmud Rebbe Akiva. He gave Rishus to Rebbe Akiva Levarach to make the bruch on it. Kovetz uvarach Rebbe Akiva. Rashi says kovetz uvarach liachareim. He made the bruch achrona. He jumped up and he made the bruch, or he took quick initiative. Bruch achad mi'en shlosh. Not like Rebbe Gemaliel. Hamalei Rebbe Gemaliel Akiva. What are you doing entering your head between the machloket? It's a hard question. It's in the monoshach. Whatever side he takes, it's going to be the machloket. The most question talk about it. Okay, what are you putting your head between the machloket? Amalei Rabbeinu. Alpha pishiyata merkein. Even though you said such, what? You bench on it. Techavercha omrim kach in your chaverim. The rabbanon say that you say al michia. Lamanu Rabbeinu, you taught us yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. We should follow the Rabbi, as Rabbi Akiva's answer to him. So that was the Machloket, Rebbe Gemaliel and Rabbanan. What do you make on the Shiva Minim? Do you make an Alamichia, or do you bench on it? Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to Omer Mishmo Shel Rabbi Gamaliel. He's going to explain the machloket between Chacham and Rabbi Gamaliel a little bit different, and then we'll have the answer to our stira on what do you make after rice? Do you make alamichya or brain of fashos? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo Kol Shuhu Mishivin Aminim. Anything that is of the seven meaning, the seven we said before, the lav min dagan, and it's not, if it's not a grain, Rashi, what does it mean, not a grain? Shemin dagan, yesh chiluk, because when it comes to dagan, there's a chiluk according to everybody. She'im aso pot, if you make bread from it, hakol modim shetzorek liyachu av kimu brachos. So you have the seven meaning, that you didn't, and it's not a type of dagan ho. Oh, it's a min dagan, it is a type of dagan, below aso pot, and you didn't make bread from it. What's the bracha on this? Rabbi Gamaliel made shlosha bracha. Still, Rabbi Gamaliel, you make your three brachas, you bench on it. Because Rabbi Gamaliel holds that the seven meaning you bench on it. Techamim mean bracha echad mit. A bracha echad. That bracha echad is alamichia. Okay, that's like, we didn't see any kiddush on here. Kol she'eno. Now here's the kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that's saying the machlokin, Rabbi Gamaliel and Chachamim. Kol she'eno. Anything that's not lo mishivet haminim, it's not from the seven meaning, the lo min dagan, and it's not a type of grain, kagon, like what? Kagon pat oriz v'dochen. Like bread we make from oriz and dochen. On that, Rabbi Gamaliel omer bracha chad mein shalosh. Those you make a bracha mein shalosh, so therefore ala michia on rice and dochen. A little bit of fun there. So coming, lo-klum. We already established that lo-klum is brain of hashos, and therefore we're finishing off almost, pretty cleanly, that those that hold, that you bench on it, not a problem. That could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. Those that hold, you make an alamichi on it, is Rabbi Gamaliel. And Rabbanan will hold lo-klum, you make a brain of hashos on rice. But we're not done yet. Till the two dots, we're still going to have another minute or two on this. But my Ukimta Kareben Gamaliel. Why are you establishing it like Reben Gamaliel? I'll bring you a case that you can't establish like Reben Gamaliel. But my Ukimta Kareben Gamaliel, there's a Rashi O, or if it's a Min Dagan in the beginning, on the first line of our Amud. Af im Min Dagan Ho, even if it is a type of grain, El Shalo Asa Pat, but if you didn't make bread from it, Bishtayim. B'shtayim Elo on both these Nechalku Rebbe Gamaliel v'chachamim. Even on that, such a case like that, Rebbe Gamaliel is also going to hold that you make a, you're going to bench on it. Even on crackers, things like that. B'may ukimta l'ha'hu v'ashi d'le'el d'gatan l'sof brocha chad mein shalosh. Why are you trying to establish that thing that we saw in the Brisa, that after Oriz and Dochen, you make a brocha chad mein shalosh, ki Rebbe Gamaliel, Amos Sefer Dereisha. What do you mean you're establishing like Rebbe Gamaliel? Let's examine the Brisa, the Sefer of the Reisha of the price we saw in Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to explain what price it is. Let's examine it. In Ein Prusos Kayomos, we established before that you had wheat, you grounded it up, you baked it, and now you cooked it in a dish. If the Prusos aren't Kayomos, right, what's the din on it? Brayman is onus. If it's not kayamos, you don't see a kizayzin, you make a brayman is onus. Mitchila mevarach aleya brayman is onus. In the beginning, you make a brayman is onus. Or besof mevarach aleya brocha echad mein shlosh. And afterwards, you make the brocha of alamichia. Money. Who is this? Who is this thing? E Rebbe Gamaliel. If it's Rebbe Gamaliel, it can't be Rebbe Gamaliel. Because what does Rebbe Gamaliel hold on the grains? You bench on it. E Rebbe Gamaliel hashta. A kotvot, when you're dealing with grains, v'adaisa, and you're dealing with porridge, Omer Rebbe Gamaliel gimel brachos, you're going to make three brachos, you're going to bench on it, in ein frutos kayemos, you make three brachos, in ein frutos kayemos, mipoya, you need to tell me a chidit, you need to tell me that the din of, if the fruits aren't kayemos, boy, you need to tell me, of course Rebbe Gamaliel is going to hold, you're going to bench on it. So it cannot be that Rebbe Gamaliel holds you make an alamichia on this price over here. El Pshita. Pshita, it's Rabbanan. It has to be Rabbanan, because you only have two Pshitas over here. And it's Rabbanan that's going to hold that you make the Al-Hamikia in on these things. Hi-hachi. If so, we have a kash to Rabbanan de Rabbanan. Because in one place, Rabbanan says now, Alamichia. In the other place, so the price that we had on chewing the wheat in the middle of Lamed Zion, we're going to have to say now it's Rabbanan. And yet, Rabbanan we established as saying, you don't say klum, you say Reina Fashos. Elfshit to Rabbanan. Hi-hachi kasha to Rabbanan de Rabbanan. You have a steer in Rabbanan. We established now that Rabbanan holds Alamichia. And on the other hand, we established already that Rabbanan holds Reina Fashos after Oriz. Aliolam Rabbanan. Really, it is Rabbanan. Vetani Gabi Oriz. When you learn Oriz, remember that verse we just brought down was dealing with eating types of mazonos. Eating, having bread, wheat over there. Vetani Gabi Oriz. Whenever it's written in the price that Gabi Oriz, Libesof ein mavar chalav v'lo klum. Chachamim are going to hold with rice. You don't say klum, which is a brain of fashos. And ein achinami, when it comes to grains, you make a brain named mizonos. Now, there's one other issue going on in the Mephoshim over here, which is a little bit different, which is rice cakes. And puffed rice, Rice Krispies, and all these other rices that we eat. You would think that it would be the same machloket as shalva. It's a little bit different over here when it comes to rice cakes. And rice, and when the Rav comes back, we'll go through all the issues, but it's all found on this Amid, the issues of shalva, and rice cakes, and all the brachas that you make on the Mizonos. Yeah.